Have you ever wondered what roamed around Australia when it was still part of the ancient Southern Hemisphere supercontinent Gondwana? If so, you're in luck. Late last week, scientists from Monash University revealed the details of a historic haul of amber fossils, which takes us to a time as far back as 230 million years ago. Lachlan McPherson takes us into the lab at Monash University as paleontologists chip out the huge haul of amber embedded in coal.
Inclusions in amber, or plants and animals preserved in ancient fossilised tree resin, have been uncovered all over the world. But nothing much has ever been found in Australia or New Zealand. That is, until now. Published in Nature Research Journal Scientific Reports, a paper written by a team of scientists from Melbourne shares details of a six-year project that has seen almost 6,000 pieces of amber collected from 9 different sites across 2 countries. It's titled Amber from the Triassic to Paleogene of Australia and New Zealand as Exceptional Preservation of Poorly Known Terrestrial Ecosystems. And its lead author, Associate Professor Jeffrey Stilwell, says that these remarkable relics not only give us snapshots of ancient terrestrial ecosystems, but also show the antiquity of modern life on Earth.
There's a lot to it, but what's really important about amber is that you're basically looking into a window of geologic time, because it preserves ancient organisms in a perfect 3D space. It's essentially like it's almost like suspended animation in some ways, because the organisms that are preserved in the amber look like they just died, you know, but yet they're millions of years old.
Of the 5,800 pieces, which are now stored in a literal shipping container, more than 600 of them have inclusions. Some, says microscopist and research assistant Andrew Langendam, even have multiple.
The most exciting ones that we've found are things like the springtails. We've got these long-legged mites called leptis mites. We've also found some little biting midges, so they're tiny little sandflies, essentially, that have been able to, you know, go and fly and suck blood off other creatures. So we've unfortunately had blood-sucking insects for a very long time in Australia. But we also have the social ants. We have a lot of long-legged and short-legged flies. And there's bryophytes and mosses as well, so these really sort of low-order plants. I could keep going on, but I think I'd be here all day.
These most exciting inclusions date from the late Triassic period, around 230 million years ago, to the early Paleogene, around 40 million years ago. One deposit, which is easily the most excited inclusion, was found by a member of the volunteer program that research assistant Dr. Lachlan Sutherland heads up, and is a perfect example of this suspended animation that Associate Professor Stilwell speaks of. The volunteer's name is Pippi, and she knew she'd found something, but didn't know what.
She knew it was something. She could see some legs and wings, and she's like, oh, I think this is something. And I had a look under the microscope, and I was like, yeah, it's a fly. And then sort of looked a bit deeper, and there was a second one hanging on to the first one, and you know, I got quite a bit excited. It was nice, because this was, you know, almost 2 years into the project, and we'd found bits and pieces, but this was the first, like, really exciting piece, and we all rushed over to the big camera, and as the images came in, you could see, yeah, these are amazing.
This frozen behaviour is just one of many notable rarities within this huge discovery of amber-entombed arthropods, plants and fungi. A discovery that has seen Associate Professor Stilwell and his team welcomed with open arms by others who are interested in what is regarded as the holy grail in the discipline.
I actually gave the first ever talk on Australian amber last year in the Dominican Republic. And after my talk, colleagues came up to me and gave me a big hug saying, you know, welcome to the global amber paleontology community.
This community of people, says Stilwell, have been yearning for scientists in Australia to find amber. And with the way things are looking, these yearnings will continue to be fulfilled for quite a while longer.
Oh, I'm not going to stop. In fact, we made a big discovery in the amber just about a month ago, which I'm not really allowed to talk about it yet, but let's just say that there's a lot more to come.
Associate Professor Geoffrey Stilwell of Monash University, ending that story by Lachlan McPherson.